Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and I'm joined today by Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department. And we're talking about extra patrol and safety and things people need to keep in mind for the New Year's holiday. It's probably a big day for you guys, isn't it?
It is. New Year's Eve is always a big day for law enforcement across the country as far as making sure that people still have a good time but are safe doing it.
You see an uptick of arrests and calls on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, we do. You know, one of the big pastimes for New Year's Eve is going to the bar or going to parties at your friend's house. We see a lot more OWI arrests on New Year's Eve. We see public intox arrests on New Year's Eve. As with all holidays, there's a spike in domestic abuse arrests and stuff like that, assaults.
People get to celebrating and can't handle the celebration as well, maybe, and tensions flare, I suppose.
Yeah.
How about on New Year's Day?
New Year's Day, as far as early morning goes, I'm sure that just like in Knoxville and the rest of the country, officers are still dealing with intoxicated people, people who have had a little bit too much to drink or can't handle their alcohol. You know, after all the alcohol-related arrests are made, and we really don't see a whole lot of calls or anything like that.
Yeah. New Year's Day, not so big.
No.
Well, that's good, I guess. Yeah. Is the department going to step up service over this today and tomorrow?
Absolutely. We are going to be out in full force all day today, tonight, and into the early morning, looking for intoxicated people, people not wearing their seatbelts, people speeding, people messing with their handheld devices while driving. Anything that can be seen as a traffic hazard, putting other people in danger, including themselves, we will do our best to stop that person and correct that problem.
I think about a month or so ago, about before Thanksgiving, we talked about the STEP program. Is this part of that?
The STEP did not offer a waive during the Christmas and New Year's Eve holiday.
Oh, okay. So it's just up to local city and county patrol?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have recommendations or suggestions for people of what they should do? They've maybe been at a party and, I'm in trouble, I can't make it home.
If you can call somebody, get a ride, I would recommend that. I believe we have one taxi service here in Knoxville. You know, you could always call them, get a ride from them. If you can, stay where you're at. You know, that's great too. We just really recommend not driving. And, you know, if you are really intoxicated, we don't recommend walking either. You know, we do make public intox arrests for the safety of the person a lot of times.
Sure. Well, and coupled with the not only the alcohol, but it's going to get cold.
Yes.
And it sounds like there's supposed to be some snow tonight, so that might be of a concern for you folks as well, right?
Absolutely. Along with snow and slick roads and ice and stuff like that comes accidents, especially if you've had, you know, a little to drink or a little too much to drink. You know, the roads aren't going to be the same, chances are, when you arrive at a place as when you leave.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you look for if you see a vehicle on the road that you think the driver might be intoxicated? What are some of the things that clue you in that you might need to stop that guy?
We look for a lot of things as far as possible intoxicated drivers go. We look for speeding, failure to use a turn signal, rolling through a stop sign, stopping in the middle of an intersection and not behind the stop sign. There are a lot of things that people can do to prevent themselves from being stopped. However, when you're intoxicated, people tend to either forget those things or they just don't care. They try to get to where they're going as soon as possible and not get caught. Doesn't matter what you do to try to hide the fact that you're intoxicated and you're driving. If a police officer sees you, they believe you're intoxicated, sooner or later you're going to do something to get yourself pulled over, get yourself stopped.
Yeah. Nobody's that good.
I haven't seen anybody yet.
You're not 10 foot tall and bulletproof, right?
No, you are not.
All right.
Though you might feel that way.
Exactly.
You're not. And, you know, another thing that I want to stress is that, you know, everybody just wants their their family and friends to get home safely. And that includes you and that includes other people. So don't be selfish. Don't drink and drive. Let everybody enjoy the new year.
Right. Any any other recommendations that you'd like to make or anything else you'd like to add?
Just, I hope that everybody has a good time. I hope that everybody stays safe. I hope that everybody can bring in 2014, with friends and with family and make it to 2014.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yes.
Well, Happy New Year, Lieutenant Fuller.
Yes, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to my guest, Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.